I'd like to thank you for attending. We're going to present on the New York experience of developing a statewide program for internet-based partner services and internet outreach that are based on the national guidelines that were developed by NCSD. So our learning objectives are to provide you with tools to help assess your own program needs, to conduct your own internet interventions. We're going to focus mostly on internet-based partner services, talk about internet outreach, and just touch on social media. Our hope is that you'll understand how to develop an effective IPS program in your own area. You'll understand the process that New York State went through and something you can apply for your own program for internet-based partner services and online outreach. And then you'll be exposed to tools that you can adapt for your own application. There's a CD that's been provided to you. This is a list of the items that are available on the CD. They're the guidelines for internet-based partner services, the guidelines for outreach. I worked with NASTED and NCSD to develop a supplement to the national guidelines that's MSM-focused. It's still in draft form. It hasn't gone through the entire approval process at NASTED. But there are topics in there that will help DIS address cultural competency issues. It talks about sexual behavior, sexual identity, sexual orientation, what it's like to go into websites, and then it provides examples of the most popular features on the most popular MSM websites. The group National Internet-Based Partner Services, or NIPS, developed a Tips from the Field document that's a brief description of best practices. It's not an official best practices document, but they are experience from the field. NIPS is a group of about 160 DIS supervisors and others that are interested in internet-based partner services. So this was vetted through that group. There's also a guide to online communities. It's 5 or 6 pages of the top about 500 or so sites that it lists demographic information. It tells what their focus is, whether it's MSM, heterosexual, or some other niche. And this document's available. There's a guide to SMS chat abbreviations. There's, I think it's 57 pages, so it's got just about everything that you can imagine from A to Z. And then there's also a video that was produced. There was a technical assistance meeting that was conducted by NASTED that invited 6 different jurisdictions at different levels of capacity for internet-based partner services. And we met for 2 days and discussed best practices, and everyone shared their programs. Everything was recorded, and then it was developed into a long video, and that's available on the CD as well. The one thing that's not on the CD, but I wanted to kind of give a heads up to, is this document that was developed also through NIPS, and it's being endorsed by both NCSD and NASTED. It's a document on how to develop a text messaging partner notification program. There was some experience in jurisdictions where DIS were getting a text message back in response to a voicemail, and it was starting to raise some issues in departments that weren't quite ready to deal with text message. So we developed this document so that it would give people a starting place, a little bit of guidance to use as development for their own. I want to give a heads up to Marcella in California and Kelly, who really worked very hard with me on this document, and we vetted it through NIPS again. So when we're talking about internet interventions, it's based on the NCSD national guidelines as to what we define fall under the umbrella of internet interventions, and it's internet-based partner services, internet outreach, and health communication. And in the state of New York, I think in many ways they've gone through the entire process with internet-based partner services well on their way through internet outreach, and are just now really to start on health communication, reaching into social media. And we'll talk briefly about that. So the key, I think, here in New York State, it's the only jurisdiction that I know of that has used the national guidelines as the true path to develop the program. There's great reflection between the national guidelines and the New York State guidelines. A lot of the topics are the same, but they've been localized and distributed to all the different regions. So as an outside consultant, these are some of my observations. In New York and in other jurisdictions that I have worked with, it's always exciting to start to talk about technology in a Department of Health because there's new possibilities that come to the employees in their imagination, in their minds, and it can remove some of the frustrations, especially in regards to partner services, because DIS get screen names, they get email addresses, and they know that they're people that they're not going to be able to reach. So it enlivens old conversations. It also offers new opportunities for collaboration. you know, HIV, STD work together in partner services in, on the internet in new ways, and that's repeated over and over again. I've seen that many times. There isn't a, really an area that partner services, internet-based partner services in particular, within a Department of Health that isn't touched. You know, you really have to look at all of your privacy policies, you have to look at your computer policies, you have to look at your personnel and their capacity, their cultural competency. There really isn't an area within the Department of Health that isn't touched when you undertake an internet-based partner services program, so that's something to remember. It's a great opportunity to remove old barriers and create new collaborations. It, another perception is that there's a lot of perceptions that are barriers to internet-based partner services. A lot of key stakeholders, a lot of key decision makers have perceptions that really can become significant barriers that will not allow. So sometimes having a third party come in and provide a different perspective can help. Internet-based partner services also can open the door to other internet activities. You get connectivity to the internet, you've kind of discussed some of the privacy policies, there's more of an exposure to what's out there on the internet that gets communicated to other departments, so internet technologies begin to permeate throughout the Department of Health. And that's really what's happened in New York State. You know, we started with internet-based partner services and the development of those guidelines and those practices. We've moved on to internet outreach now with statewide guidelines that are being vetted out to the community-based organizations. We're going to be conducting training throughout the year for community-based organizations to do better outreach on MSM websites and others. And now there's been a internet slash new social media work group that's been formed that's taking an inventory of all of the use of technology and social media in this in the Department of Health in New York State. And there'll be a survey that's done to find out exactly what's going on. So getting back to internet-based partner services, I just wanted to start a relationship with us and ask a couple of questions since this is a workshop. How many people in the room are involved in an internet-based partner services program now? Okay, and how many are not? So everybody else. So of the ones that are not, how many feel that they may never get there? I mean, there's a jurisdiction that's just not gonna... Okay, good, that's changed. And of those that don't have a program, I'd just like to get feedback from a couple of people. What is it that you're here for? What are you hoping to gain out of this? Yeah, hi.
Well, we have a supervisor for partner services that's been there a long time and has been here since the change. So I'm hoping that she'll be bringing some of these examples back to the states that probably have even more issues of privacy than we have had in the past, because we've had name-based reporting for since 1985. So it's not like we're, you know, have a lot of issues with that kind of thing. That I can bring that information back and say, you know, if New York can do it, Massachusetts can do it, if California can do it, there's no reason why we can't do it. And we're getting the screenings and the emails and all of that. So.
Yeah. That's great. That's perfect. Yeah, that's, and I think that's probably a common experience. And I just want to mention that, yes, this is New York, but there's a website, internetinterventions.org, where I've collected internet-based partner services policies from around the nation. And it's being done everywhere from Colorado to, you know, Arkansas. I'm working with Arkansas now. And so it's not, this isn't just happening in the major urban areas. I think there's internet use in rural populations that may actually be greater and the need may be greater. Distances traveled by DIS may be greater. Distances traveled by contacts may be greater. So that's great, thank you. And what barriers do you, those that don't have a program, what is what the most significant barrier you face is? Yeah, please.
Our agency paranoia. South Carolina, and management is older folk who don't understand the technology and the technology about a public agency with freedom of information, and we're doing that on state time.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's great. Hi, South Carolina. Yeah, it's starting to break down. You know, I've got a conference call with Lewis next week, and they've approached me, and, as you know, so it's starting to break down. But I think that's a common experience as well.
Currently contracted out to somebody else.
Yeah. Great, thank you. Hi.
From Wisconsin, we do not have our own DIS worker to provide partner services. We do provide partner services through local health departments.
Yep.
So we don't directly do it, but we're now developing this internet partner services guidelines. I checked your also online, I think it's available. So that's why I keep thinking. here today.
Great.
And actually, the health department that we're working is here.
You've been called out, yes.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. And just in the interest of time, one more. Who's conducting internet-based partner services of that group? Is there one success that you can relate to the group that you define as a success in conducting internet-based partner services?
Well, I guess I had the most successful one I had was a gentleman that I contacted on Manhunt, and we emailed back, and he finally did call me. And it was a kind of a funny conversation. He didn't want to say who he was, but he just kind of said, you know, are you big guy 21 or whatever?
Yep.
And he actually lived across the street from our clinic, and he came over like 15 minutes later to do a rapid test. But the whole time, you know, it was just when he came in, it's like, big guy?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And he didn't, and I wanted to check to see if he had gotten his hepatitis vaccines, and I said, well, I'm going to need your name to look this up, and I promise you can watch me rip it up after I'm done with it. And he still didn't want me to know.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. I mean, he was willing to come in and get a test, but, you know, even for purposes not STD related, he didn't want to tell me who he was. And that's fine. I tested him. I know he was the partner. I know he's the one that was exposed. So I didn't really need to know his name.
Yeah.
But it is nice, but I didn't need to know.
That's really a great example, because it does kind of point out the difference between conducting partner notification on the internet and what that anonymity affords someone. And it, health departments are challenged to come up with new measures of success. What is notification? What is an outcome? And that's really an important conversation. That's perfect.